Just one quick halakha, which is actually a big machloket between Hacham Ovadia and Hacham David against the Birkat Hashem, Alav Hashem Moshe Levi. The controversy that we deal with over here today is, we know that when a person makes the beracha on wine, whatever the gefen, yain poter kol minem mashkin. That means he drank from the wine, and the way we learned in the previous halachot, even if he drinks a little of the wine, he doesn't have to drink it if he eat. Once he tastes from the wine, so already he's able to now drink whatever other drinks that he intended to, yeah, water for sure, beer, juices and things like that. The gefen covers everything. This happens a lot of times. A person, let's say, you know, is at a kiddush, and the hazan says the kiddush, everybody has a little wine in front of them. They taste some of the wine after they hit buripri a gefen, so now they don't have to make a berakah on the scotch that they want to drink after all the other berakot, as we know already. The question is, what if the guy does not intend to drink any more wine? Which means all he intended from the inception is just to have that little sip. He's not a wine drinker. He's just having the sip to fulfill the kiddush, and that's it. So the Birkat Hashem wants to claim that it's already his gefen is out. The gefen is only alive if the guy's kavana is, I'm still going to drink more wine. So then you could use your gefen as an open ticket to drink whatever else you want. But already, once already in your brain, you're not drinking any more wine, it's like you were silek, you finished the wine, and therefore you would have to make a beracha on the subsequent drinks. That's what Rabbi Moshe Levi writes in Birkat Hashem Chelek Gimal, Perek Yud Ot Pe Aleph. However, Hacham David, Hacham Vadia, here in his Otzrot Yosef, Hacham David has it in Siman Aleph in Chelek Tet, clearly writes, Hashote Yayin, והייתה דעתו בשעת שבירך עליהם לשתות לאחר מכן שאר מיני משקין. He's intended to drink other drinks. או שלפניו, or they were in front of him, let's say. אלא שמיד הגיסה גמר בדעתו שלא לשתות יותר יין. But in his mind he said, he's not drinking any more wine. וסילק עצמו מן היין, קודם שבא לשתות שאר מיני משקין, אף על פיכם נפטרו שאר מיני משקין מברכת הנהני כשבירך, it's a very important halakha. This happens a lot. People only take the sip of wine. So according to the Hakam, he's saying they're covered. And the logic is like this. He wants to understand, when you make a beracha bari pri gefen on wine, and you have other drinks in front of you, it's as if you made the beracha on the other items. So therefore, what's the difference if I don't want to have any more wine? The other items I intended to drink, it's like I made gefen on those items as well. And that's the beracha. When you're having wine, gefen covers everything, and it's as if I made the beracha on everything. So therefore, what do I care if what I'm drinking now is not here? The other items were considered as if I made a beracha. And he once said, that's the shita of the kafa haim as well, and the mishnah berura. So again, the halakha lemaaseh, even if a person was misalik in his mind not to drink any more wine, so long as his intention was to continue drinking other mashkim, even they weren't on the table, but his mind was he's going to drink other items. Or they were on the table, even if it doesn't have covenant. If they're on the table, it's covered automatically. He does not make a subsequent berachah.